Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the marvelous plan of redemption during this week, leading up to the resurrection of Jesus. We're celebrating, and praise God, He has been raised from the dead, and He's alive forevermore. We've seen that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything through His Word, and He made man in His own image. He formed man. He formed his body out of the dust of the ground. He breathed that breath of life, His Spirit, into man, and he became a living soul. And He gave man dominion and authority in the earth. And with that authority, He had the responsibility to not only dress the garden, but also to keep it, to guard it, to hedge it about, and protect it from intruders. And this authority that he had the responsibility of carrying it out. He was under God, but he was in authority, and he could transfer that authority, and that's what happened at the fall of man. When Satan came, he deceived the woman, but the man was not, and in disobeying God, he took of that fruit, which he was told not to, of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and doing so, he subordinated himself unto Satan, and he committed high treason against God, and allowed that authority to be transferred into Satan's hands, who became the god of this world. Man died immediately. There was spiritual separation from God. That's what death means. It means separation, not cease to exist. Satan's nature of darkness and spiritual death came into man's spirit, and from that point on, everything produces after its kind. All men born of the seed of man were spiritually separated from God under the dominion of Satan. Death passed to all men because of one man's sin, the Bible says. And now Satan was the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. Man was outside of fellowship with God. God was on the outside in the sense of having no legal operation in the earth or in dealing with man because of what man had done. The earth was cursed. And now God drove man out of the garden so he couldn't get to the tree of life. If he would have got to the tree of life, he would have stayed in that spiritually dead state forever. But the Lord had a plan. And the plan was to send the Redeemer. And he said that he was going to send the Redeemer made of a woman, and that this Redeemer was going to bruise thy head, even though his heel was going to be bruised, speaking of the fact that he was going to go through crucifixion, go through the avenue of death. But here it said that he was going to bruise thy head, break the lordship of the ruler. Now, how does God deal with man? He always deals with man through covenants. He made a covenant with Abraham and his seed, pointing to Jesus, who was the Messiah to come, the messianic lineage. And all the things that went on throughout the Old Testament there were all pointing towards Jesus coming to redeem mankind. Of course, Satan tried to destroy the messianic lineage continually to prevent this Messiah from coming. He knew what was spoken, but he didn't know that this plan that was the wisdom of God and how it all was going to work. Of course, man was not right with God, and he would sin. So what did God do? He put in the law, which was going to show the knowledge of sin. And because of that, then they had to offer up sacrifices. He put in the priesthood and the sacrifices, which simply covered over for sin. Of course, it did not do away from sin. It simply covered it over. Now, the prophets were prophesying the word of God continually to bring forth the Messiah. And it talked about the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And this was Emmanuel, God with us. This was God and man joined together. Remember, Jesus coming was the Word made flesh, man and God united together. And this happened because of the fact that the Word of God that was spoken by the angel, Mary received the Word of God, which allowed the Holy Spirit to come and overshadow her so that the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, could become flesh and he tabernacled among men. Praise God. Remember, the legal entry into the earth was through the birth of a woman, and that's the way you have to come in, and that's the way the Lord came in. Praise God. Well, he went through his earthly ministry. He grew in stature, wisdom, and favor, and about 30 years entered into that ministry, and he came to destroy the works of the devil. He cast out the demons, he healed the sick, he preached the gospel, and he, having finished his earthly ministry, the time was come now. He'd walked the walk that Adam had failed. He'd been tempted in all points, yet without sin. Now he was in the garden, ready to be given into the hands of the enemy for a season to be made sin in order to go through the avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death. And while he was in the garden, he declared that not my will, but thy will be done. And he was asking whether there was any other way, whether this cup, the cup of death, could be passed from him. But of course the answer was no, because he had to go through the avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So the Lord Jesus gave himself into the hands of the enemy. He laid down his life. He said, this is the hour and the power of darkness. We saw that scripture in John chapter 10 where it says that he laid down his life. No man took it from him. He laid it down himself. And we saw the scripture over in John chapter 3 where it talked about the fact that Jesus was to be like a serpent. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so was the Son of Man lifted up. He was lifted up. He was the Lamb of God who went to the cross, sinless himself, but he was made sin on the cross. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And we see the fact that Jesus was obedient unto death. That is the death of the cross. He had to obey that. In fact, we saw the scripture at the conclusion of the last broadcast in Galatians chapter 3, where it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Jesus became a curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. He went to that tree, the cross, in order to be made sin and became the curse for us. Now we're going to pick up with that in Exodus chapter 7. In Exodus chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 9, when Pharaoh shall speak unto thee, saying, show a miracle for you, then you shall say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Remember in the Old Testament, there were three things that were in the ark. There was the law, there was the manna, and there was Aaron's rod. All these are types of Jesus. And here it is speaking about the rod, that's Jesus, and cast it before Pharaoh. Pharaoh is a type of Satan in Scripture. And it shall become a serpent. What happened with Jesus when he went to the cross? He was given into the hands of Satan, and he became sin. And that's what the serpent is a type of. And Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt, and they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Jesus was the rod cast before Pharaoh, a type of Satan, became a serpent, that's a type of sin, and Jesus, the rod that budded, raised from the dead, was raised from the dead and swallowed up their rods, meaning he overcame the devil and all of his demon spirits. And that's what that is pointing towards in that type there regarding Aaron's rod that budded. Isaiah chapter 53 in verse 6, the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, all of our iniquity, all of the wickedness of man, all of the sin of man was laid upon him. Verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears and is dumb. And he says, so he openeth not his mouth. He came as that lamb and just gave himself into the hands of the enemy. Verse 8, it says he was taken from the prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of living, for the transgressions of my people was he stricken. He was cut off. He had to go through the avenue of death. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. His soul was an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Then in verse 12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, for he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. That's what Jesus did. and he was numbered with the transgressors, with the sinners, and he bare the sin of many. He bore it all away for us and made intercession for the transgressors. Now, Jesus went through the avenue of death. Now, there's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9, that talks about how that he was there in his death. The word death is plural in the Hebrew, death, referring to the fact that there was more than one death. There was a physical death, of course, that he experienced, but there also was a spiritual death, which is a separation. Remember, death means separation. It doesn't mean cease to exist. It means a separation. He was separated from the Father for a season because he took upon himself our sins. He was the one who was the Lamb of God that was going to set us free. You know, when Jesus was upon the cross, what happened to him while he was up there? He was made sin, and he got to the place where he did not even resemble a man, because all of the sin, all of the sickness, all of the iniquity was laid upon him. He was so marred, he didn't even look like a man. He is the one who was made sin, and he was separated for us from the Father in order that we might be set free. There's a scripture in Leviticus chapter 16, and here it talks about the fact that there were two deaths for the one sin offering. In Leviticus 16:5, it says, "You shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats for a sin offering." Two kids for a sin offering. One ram for the burnt offering, and Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, it says in verse 8, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him, and let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. Then down in verse 15, when they did this, it said, "They shall kill the goat of the sin offering, that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat." But what did they do with the other one? "Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting these upon the head of the goat, and send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness." This is what happened with Jesus. He went through the avenue of death, poured out his blood. That was the one goat. And the second was the fact that he went down into hell for 3 days and three nights to redeem us, to set us free, to pay that price. And then he was raised from the dead and overcame the devil. And now, praise God, he is alive forevermore, raised from the dead. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I